This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The number of U.S. troops at Kabul airport has fallen below 4,000. Reuters citing a U.S. official on Saturday saying the number of troops is down from a peak of 5,800. The official spoke to Reuters on condition of anonymity. This person added that a drone strike on Friday targeting an ISIS-K planner was not believed to have hit a senior militant and future military operations were possible. Meanwhile, hundreds of Afghans protested outside a bank in Kabul on Saturday. Others formed long lines at cash machines as a UN agency warned that a worsening drought could leave millions in need of humanitarian aid. At the Kabul airport, thousands are still gathering in hope of fleeing the country. The crowds continued even after a suicide attack on Thursday killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members, and amid warnings of more attacks. The massive U.S.-led airlift is winding down with a deadline for withdrawal coming up quickly on August 31st. Britain has ended evacuation flights from Kabul airport and has begun bringing UK troops home. Britain's defense ministry said the final flight for Afghan citizens had left Kabul. Further flights over the weekend will bring home British troops and diplomats and a few remaining civilians. A Royal Air Force plane carrying UK diplomatic staff and soldiers landed at an airbase northwest of London early Saturday. The returning troops were part of a contingent of 1,000 based in Kabul to help run the airlift. We continue to follow the latest stories out of Afghanistan on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Residents across the U.S. state of Louisiana's coast are taking one last day to prepare for what is being described as a life-altering Hurricane Ida. The storm is expected to bring winds as high as 225 kilometers per hour when it slams ashore. A combination of voluntary and mandatory evacuations have been called for cities and communities across the region, including the city of New Orleans. That's where the mayor ordered a mandatory evacuation for areas outside the city's levee system and a voluntary evacuation for residents inside the levee system. Mayor LaToya Cantrell said the storm's quick intensity made it not possible to order a mandatory evacuation of the entire city. A top Iranian security official accused President Biden of illegally threatening Iran by saying he may consider other options if nuclear diplomacy with Tehran falls. Iran's Supreme National Security Council Secretary Ali Shamkhani said on Twitter Saturday, "The emphasis on using other options against Iran amounts to threatening another country illegally and establishes Iran's right to reciprocate against available options." President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett in the White House talks on Friday that he was putting diplomacy first to try to rein in Iran's nuclear program, but that if negotiations fail, he would be prepared to turn to other unspecified options. French President Emmanuel Macron is among the leaders set to attend a regional summit Saturday in Iraq. The Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan and a deadly jihadist attack in Kabul expected to overshadow the meeting. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and Jordan's King Abdullah II also are to attend the Baghdad summit. The foreign ministers of arch foes Iran and Saudi Arabia will also be present. Organizers have been tight-lipped on the agenda, but the meeting comes as Iraq, long a casualty of jihadist militancy, tries to establish itself as a mediator between Arab countries and Iran. Japan's health ministry says two people in their 30s have died days after receiving their second Moderna COVID-19 vaccine shot. Officials say they had a shot from supplies that were suspended Thursday following the discovery of contaminants. The ministry said the cause of deaths, which occurred earlier this month, is under investigation. The story is on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.